This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Joan Melendez, the founder and president at healthcare startup Accelerate UDI. Their technology, a medical device barcode scanning solution, identifies and prevents the use of recalled and faulty medical products and devices to improve patient safety at the point of care. Joan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate your time.
And of course, we appreciate yours as well. I know you're really busy, and thanks for coming out today. So tell us, for starters, what is a unique device identifier and why has it become so relevant in recent times? Let's start there today.
That is such a perfect question. So we all know what a VIN is, a vehicle identification number. So we all should know what a UDI is, which is a unique device identifier, especially if we have implantable devices or if we have devices that are used on us, even, you know, a walker, something that we're using as a person with a disability, or if you have an implantable device. The unique device identifier allows us to identify that particular medical device. Today, in fact, there was a big discussion about recalls and the FDA and the lack of traceability, really, when we're talking about medical devices and notifying the public when there is a problem with a medical device.
Yeah, certainly some interesting information to lead things off here today. I'm sure we're going to learn a few things from you as well on this topic. Now, what kind of impact are medical recalls currently having on the healthcare industry and patients today? Get into some of those details and information.
It's quite alarming, actually. In several years, when it's been reported, there was a 600% increase in medical device recalls. If we just look at the data for current data at the FDA, there are over 13 recall data sets that you have to go and validate at the FDA if you wanted to make sure that you were getting accurate data. So currently, if you look at the data, the current recalls for medical devices only, we're not talking about biologics, we're not talking about drugs, those are managed by different agencies. So when we're talking about just medical devices, there are 35% missing from the APIs. So when the FDA is communicating recalls out, they publish it to their internal APIs so that they're used externally. And they're not in sync. So what does that mean? That means that 135 medical devices recalled within the last 30 days have not been posted.
Well, I'd certainly say that's quite alarming, no doubt about that. Now, how could full-scale adoption of your barcode scanning technology change healthcare for patients and the industry as a whole? I'd like to hear your input there. That certainly would be some good news, I'm sure.
Sure. So what we do is quite unique. We actually do two things when we're scanning the barcode, actually three. We're fully preventing the use of a recalled or an expired medical device. And I've been in many operating rooms and unfortunately have seen expired and recalled items handed off for implantation or use in a patient, like cement. You can't dig cement out once it's been placed in. So with our barcode scanning capabilities, they're able to scan the medical device that they're going to be using, check it against the FDA database, the Access Good ID, which is a federal requirement now, a new requirement that went into effect in 2019. So we're parsing data about that medical device so that we're able to prevent the use of a recalled item because we're hitting the recall databases. So we're hitting all 13 of those. We're also working with the manufacturers directly to populate this data. And we're also reading that barcode. We're not adding anything onto that medical device. So we're using the manufacturer's barcode. That way we're preventing it from being implanted. The other thing that we're doing is because of all the miscommunication and because of this data disparity, we've actually created an application called UDI Clearinghouse. And our hopes is to have that accessible to all healthcare providers at no cost so that they can go to one place to check to see if items have been recalled or what adverse events have been logged against that item. You know, the problem is, you know, by the time we know about these recalls, how many patients are then affected? And if you look at the data on the FDA, again, manufacturer will initiate it one day, you know, like the first of the month. And how long would it be acceptable for it to be published and posted on the FDA databases? One day is an acceptable time? Yeah, anything less than that. But on average, it's about 75 days.
Well, if one day is not acceptable, 75 days is absurd, and this can't be happening. And you're certainly making a difference in the space with Accelerate UDI technology for sure. Now, today we're speaking with Joan Melendez, the founder and president at health tech startups Accelerate UDI. Their technology, a medical device barcode scanning solution, identifies and prevents the use of recalled and faulty medical products and devices to improve patient safety at the point of care. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Joan, how can technology be better used across healthcare for communication, organization, and data storage? Touch on that if you would.
Well, you know, imagine, you know, when that manufacturer knows about a recall event or knows that there's adverse events on a product, they know that they're having problems, let's say, at a plant where the stapler alignment is not correct. They can stop that from being shipped, right? Because if we had that technology, and if they were using, we do have the technology, if they were using the technology, they would be able to scan that lot number, you know, whatever, that medical device barcode, and pull that item from being shipped. So the importance of having that data in real time is life-saving, because right now we're implanting cement. We're implanting, you know, pacemakers, that sometimes these components are recalled. There was just two recent recalls that, again, because of those days that we talked about and the APIs not being in sync, there is a current recall out there for guide wires. That is critical. That is a patient class one, which is a life-threatening injury that can be prevented if the data was immediately communicated.
Joan, another question for you. The closed-loop automation solution you've partnered with has introduced an electronic patient implant card. How will this benefit patients? Touch on that if you would.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, there are new regulations all the time, right? So the Centers for Medicare, CMS, has the what's called meaningful use, or it was called meaningful use. It is now called promoting interoperability. And part of that promoting interoperability is the patients need to know what they have implanted in them. They need to know what is used on them when they're going in for surgery, or, you know, a cataract even, you know, any kind of a medical device. So with the implantable device list, the government is saying that the patient has a right to this data, and they have a right to the data going down to the discrete data elements, such as a lot number. So what we've done is we're able to, because we're scanning and we sit on top of all EHRs, Cerner, Epic, it doesn't matter what application the healthcare facility has, when they scan that product into the electronic health record for the patient, we are able to grab that data and send it also to TrackMySolutions so that we're able to have an electronic data card for that patient. So what we're starting to do is add on to that communication, because there are these medical devices that are implanted that might be MRI unsafe or MRI conditional. So an example, a patient traveled 3 hours to be turned away because they scheduled him for an MRI and they couldn't perform that because he had a metal device implanted. And this was a child that we're talking about. So 6 hours of travel time, you know what I mean? So that could have fully been prevented had the patient had that electronic ID card, because that lives with the patient. So now we're starting to add the warnings with TrackMy. They've added the MRI solution, MRI indicator. They're also going to start adding patient education. So again, the patients really are becoming more of a partner in understanding what they have under their hood, because, you know, if we really look at it, I want to know under that Mustang. I had a 67 Mustang, and I knew everything that was underneath that hood. If, as a patient, I should know the same thing. If I have an implant, I should know everything about those implants.
Well, that detail alone right there is a wake-up call, and really appreciate all the information and insight. It's been quite informative today, and I can't thank you enough for your time. Joan, before you take off, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add, or anything else we should be aware of as we conclude today?
Yes, everybody should know your UDI. If you have a medical device, if you have a plate, if you have a screw, anything, you should know your UDI. The UDI is critical. There are a lot of recalls out there that they're not closed. They're still open because all the patients have not been notified. And report any adverse events. Don't think that, oh, it's only me that the rod broke in my leg. No, report that as an adverse event. That way we can make sure that you're being heard. If you're not reporting it, if you're relying on your doctor or the manufacturer to report it, chances are this is all voluntary. Recalls and adverse events are voluntarily reported to the FDA. Patients need to be their own advocates. So please know your UDI and advocate for yourself.
Joan, fabulous advice as we conclude today on behalf of Accelerate UDI. Where can listeners get all the details on Accelerate UDI online, and also how could they best be in touch as well?
Best way is through our website, XCELRATEUDI.com. Also, we have UDI Clearinghouse. I think that is going to be a really good place for people to go look to see, you know, in one spot, all about recalls and adverse events.
And yet another added resource as well. Again, Joan, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
And thank you so much for your time.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Joan Melendez, the founder and president at health tech startup Accelerate UDI. Their technology is a medical device barcode scanning solution identifying and preventing the use of recalled and faulty medical products and devices to improve patient safety at the point of care. And for all the details, visit AccelerateUDI.com. And of course, this link will be added within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.